What is poppin'? This is Walk Like a Mailman. Wait.
Walk, walk, walk.
Walk. A show for carriers, but not just for carriers. Here are your hosts in the Southwest studio. You heard it. It's Griffin, aka the walk walkie talkie. And I'm in the
I'm a
Northwest
walking and a
studio.
talking and a walkie-talkie.
Walkie-talkie. I'm Jeffro, the MC. So, how have you been, Griffin?
Do I really want to tell you how I'm feeling, or do I just
Yeah,
want to just get it
tell me
over
you're
with?
doing crappy. Say I'm having a crappy day.
Well, my fantasy team is blowing up right now, and every single move
Oh
I make goes wrong, and my team is hitting under 200 for the week for like the fourth time this year. So,
hey, that's I. Yeah, okay. Barring fantasy talk on the podcast, how are you doing?
oh, I'm stressed
Anyway.
out. I'm stressed out. I have family here and everything is just going bonkers, and I'm getting ready to go out of town, which is why we're
Yeah.
recording earlier than usual.
Yeah, having family from out of town. I've been there. Am I right? Anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's usually not the case as well. It's probably what it is that we're not usually recording on Friday. So I literally have a walking like a mailman fresh in the brain since I mean I just got out. I still have like
And
the red.
like right as our recording time happened, I plug in my laptop, I load up the Zoom, and then like, oh, battery's low, and then computer shuts off.
Okay,
So I
whoa.
literally had to go and plug the thing in because so I could actually load up the Zoom that we're actually using to record right now.
Yeah, and I still have the red marks on my legs, like the red rings on my leg, on my legs from the socks that I wore to work. So we are piecing it. This is piecemeal right here. We're trying to get it together, but let's get through it. We do have this is like an extra long episode as well. We got a director's cut, super primo episode coming your way. So I
Got an
hope you
interview
appreciate
with
that.
our good friend Shane from Seattle.
Yeah, Griffin sounds like he's ready to
I'm
throw this
ready to take an
podcast through
edible
a
and move on
window.
with my day.
Yeah, okay, yeah. We do have a guest on the show, and it's a very personal friend of ours, Shane. So that'll be coming up. So we're just gonna get really quick through like the little mini segs into that, and then once we get out of the interview, we'll have a little bit of a wrap up, and then that'll be it for our show. But the interview is going to be the primary part of this episode. So let's get to housekeeping real quick. I'm going to rush through this as much as I can before Griffin decides to burn down a village. Okay, so please rate, review, and subscribe, follow, whatever you can do to help the show, help spread the show. If you can tell another carrier, tell a friend, hit us up on social media. We got Walk Like a Mailman. It's pretty much on all the platforms except for TikTok. We do not have a TikTok. But other than that, like Reddit, Instagram, we're on YouTube. Facebook, just the twit machine now is X, which don't get me started on that. But if you got any questions, and more importantly, if you want to come on the show like Shane did, or if you know someone that would be a really cool get as far as an interview, email us at walklikeamailman@gmail.com. So let's hurry up and get to the street because we got the supervisors browbeating us right now. That's the what do we do before we get to the street, Griffin?
We checked the hot case.
I check that hot case. Yes. In the hot case. So the NFL schedule release was this week. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah. They did a thing like, oh, it was supposed to be last Thursday and then it's gonna be this week. It was actually Wednesday, and the reason why I'm bringing it up, it's not to like actually talk about the NFL or the games or whatever the schedule is. It's just to me, it's a little humorous that, like, first it's like the draft and the Hall of Fame game and the preseason. It's like all these like little insignificant, like in other sports, they'd be like these little tiny, just, cliff notes. But because it's the NFL and it's like this giant conglomerate of sport, they like turn like these little events into like giant announcements, and they have like a 2-hour show, and it's just all consuming as far as the NFL. So that being said, the USPS is trying to duplicate, however, and whatever we can do to to borrow off of the fervor of the schedule. No, I'm playing. I'm not going to do another USPS draft or a USPS schedule. But there is actually one date that I had in mind that I wanted to mention as far as the hot case goes. And it's an event that you might want to plan for as far as a carrier goes. And it's the NALC convention, and it's 2024. And coincidentally, this year it's in Boston, Griffin. Isn't that crazy?
I guess I don't even know what this event is that you're talking about.
Yeah. So as I break it down here, so the NALC is the National Association of Letter Carriers. I've mentioned it before, but I haven't really mentioned like what the acronym stands for. It's kind of like the union, or like the group that kind of like looks over all of the letter carriers. And there actually is other conventions for the post office, which it kind of blows my mind that there's even multiple conventions. And there's the APWU, which is the American Postal Workers Union, and the National Postal Forum. All three of these are conventions dedicated solely to the post office. But the big one that I've always heard about, and that I've kind of, always seen and talked to other carriers, or been like in training, like in the academy, that brought it up, was the NALC convention. And every year they pick a different venue. And the reason why I know that it's a different venue every year is because a couple of years ago they did Hawaii, and people were like stomping on top of each other, like trying to like elbow each other out of the way to get to the NALC convention that year took place in Hawaii. I think last year it was Michigan or Detroit. But regardless, but I just wanted to like bring it up that it's this year. I think it's the August 5th through the 9th for the NALC convention. So I myself will want to eventually get to one of these. It would have been cool to maybe like hit up the Boston one this year, but maybe next year. And the thing is, and they kind of like run through in the academy of like what you can do as far as like be a part of it. I think it's an actual like paid, like they don't pay your way like a hotel. They don't pay for your hotel. They don't pay for your rental car or flight to get there. But I think like the days that you actually go to the convention, or the days that you actually attend the event, you get paid. I'm maybe way off base when it comes to that. But just, as a heads up, there are conventions dedicated specifically. I think the APWU is a little bit more for like, I don't want to say like managers or supervisors, but it's a little bit of like a higher level employees that are like a little bit more towards corporate. And then I think the National Postal Forum, and once again, I'm not like especially educated in this, but the National Postal Forum to me appeared to be more of like based on like the technology side of it. So like, like the scanners that we use and the technology that we use, it's a lot of it. And these like conventions are where like the platypuses show up, like the new like energy efficient vehicles show up before they start to like start rolling them out to the stations, which I did see. I think the very first, and I think Trev was like Nostradamus on this. He said that that Oklahoma was going to be the first place to get the platypus. And I think I saw a post on social media that they actually finally like were driving one of the platypuses at a station at Oklahoma City. So, but anyway, to
Oklahoma, that's interesting. Interesting.
yeah, I don't know why, but it was just one of those things where he like kind of mentioned it in passing. And I was like, oh, like, Oklahoma, and he's in Ohio, so I don't know why he even said it, but I think he probably had like a he had a bigger, a better inside source than Walk Like a Mailman did. And he mentioned Oklahoma, and then I saw a post on social media that they were actually they got like a batch of them, and they were gloating about it, like rubbing it in our face. Not playing. I don't know if they would.
I tip my cap to Trev for nailing that one.
Yeah, he's definitely probably got a little bit more finger on the pulse of the platypuses than we do. But once again, like the very first like sighting of a platypus was at one of these conventions. And so maybe, like I said, next year, I think it's usually annual, like in August. So maybe next year, I'll get a chance, or maybe we can get a chance. We can bring Walk Like a Mailman to next year's NALC convention. So, but that's I had to do a quick break. I know this is running up on you real quick, but we're want to get to the interview with Shane. And I get that in there. So I'm not even gonna put a sponsor in. I'm not gonna do nothing. I'm just gonna say, Shane, welcome to the show. And continue to follow up with us at the wrap up after the interview with Walk Like a Mailman.
See you soon.
Stay tuned. Okay, welcome back everybody to Walk Like a Mailman. We have a very special, awesome, super time guest here. This is a first on the show. Both of us, me and Griffin, do know this guest, and we have had a quite a decent amount of interaction with him. I've even mentioned him on the show. This is Shane from Seattle. Are you there, Shane?
Hello, everyone, and waka waka waka, in case you didn't get to do that, Griff.
Yeah.
That's
Oh,
my line.
definitely. He's still.
Waka
I was
waka
gonna say this, and I was gonna do even more in the intro. So Shane is officially here to hijack the show. Are you not here
waka.
to hijack the show, Shane?
I mean, I feel like that's my sole purpose, but
Yes, he is trying to be the new mailman in Walk Like a Mailman. So I know that you're coming for us, and we are going to be on high alert for
Oh, he's
that.
not coming for me because I'm not the mailman on the show. He, you know,
Oh.
I'm just the
I'm just
talent.
going to like a gentleman's suite. I'm just going to gently,
Sweet Jeff aside and take over.
Griffin's like immediately like hedging everything. He's like, I'm not picking a side. I'm just saying I'm indispensable and I'm the producer of the show. So to like dash through these introduction questions here. So I kind of already mentioned it. Where are you a carrier? Like what city, state, general area would you say you're a carrier in, Shane?
City of Seattle in Washington State, and then I cater specifically or carry specifically in the University District.
Yeah, so you carry around the university area. So how long have you been a carrier? I kind of feel like I know the general time span, but how long have you been carrying?
So this is my third year converted, but then would be my fourth year total. So,
So you spent a full year, and was were you a CCA?
yeah, so I was a CCA, not a PTS.
Yeah. You know the background on
Unfortunately,
that.
it's me. Yeah.
Yeah. So you've been a carrier for 3 years. And a little history, me and Shane actually carried briefly, but for a short amount of time, we actually carried at the same station. So that's how we kind of like got to know each other, and we've like kept in touch ever since. So we both
989 for life. Let's go.
are 206 represent. So how did you get into like the post office? Like how did like you know how did you hear about it, or how did someone you know did someone jump you into the clique here? Like how did you get into the post office?
So I always thought about as an English major and having jobs being not necessarily limited, but you need to be in the right place at the right time to have a job in your field. Or just be an intense, promoter of yourself. And given that I was none of those things, I had always thought about the Postal Service. And it was actually COVID-19, and I had worked in the service industry prior to and was a bartender as a way to make money before I joined the USPS. And it was the way in which that I saw people treat service industry people during COVID-19 and myself being treated the way that I was treated during COVID-19 with records amount of people dying from this disease that we didn't understand, and then being yelled at for a fried chicken sandwich not being cooked to the way that specific people wanted it to be cooked. I was like, I should probably do something else with my life. So.
Yeah, no, it seems like during COVID it was like people were it seemed like was it misguided anger or misguided frustration where people were being like pent up and like frustrated and like having issues and being like in a captive situation for so long. It seems like you would just people would just lash out at any possible chance or any possible time. So being in the service industry during that time, I could say would probably be, pretty dicey, as far
So
as.
I'm gonna just take a wild guess here that you weren't one of those Tom Cruise bartenders, like in Cocktail, flipping the bottles and everything and having a blast singing Kokomo.
I was before COVID. And then I've always had a pretty good keep it light sort of attitude, and I can brush off a lot. And so fans flipping bottles, I was a very happy bartender before COVID.
Yeah. So moving on here, we're trying to let's try to like move through this as fluid as possible before we start, especially getting into like the crazy fun parts here. What would you say like the biggest pros and cons of working for the post office? I tend to ask a lot of these like cookie cutter questions at the beginning just to get everyone into it, but this one is to me like it kind of allows me to a little bit more of like get into the psyche of like where a carrier is as far as like, do they enjoy their job? Are they like, cup half full? So, what do you think the biggest pros versus cons of at the post office?
I would say my cup is three quarters full. So,
Oh, so it's a quarter empty. Okay. So,
yes,
but there's
exactly.
air in the other quarter, so it's technically full.
Yeah, exactly. I would say, for me personally, it's the retirement aspect and the annuity was a really big factor for me, something I never had working in the service industry, working outside. I loved what your trainer said about the biggest pro is working outside and the biggest con is working outside. I fully agree
Yeah, shout
with
out to
that.
Paul.
Yeah, shout out to Paul for sure. So
No, it's it So it's something that you have like a little bit of like a long-term like idea of the post office, not just like
Oh, absolutely.
yeah,
I've been like tweaking my, because you're allowed to like tweak your TSP, thrift saving
yeah.
plan, non-federal employees. I wound up being able to double it this last year, which I felt pretty proud of. So it's kind of
That's
just like
cool.
fun stuff like that that I've never done as a service industry worker that I get to do
Yeah.
now. And then like knowing that that's only going to help me later on in life rather than, I mean, I made way more money as a bartender than I make now, right now. But I know that that's not going to be the case over my whole entire life. And that's something for me that's important because I like sports that are expensive. So.
Yes, but did you collect cans for the needy while you were a bartender?
No, see, I didn't even do any charity work, and that's where I messed up. That's what I realized, that the food
Yeah.
drive
No, it's
is the
cool
more
to have like
important
an
thing.
overall encompassing like view of the post office. So then that way I think is ideal for the type of employees that work for the post office. That's not just like short term, like short-sighted, So
Yeah. Well, 'cause the
Griffin,
short term when you're first starting out, it's not that great of a job, but
it is brutal being especially like a CCA. It's CCA life for sure. Like you have no idea.
yeah.
Walk a mile, like be a CCA for a year. I mean, you don't even have to do that now, but just if,
Yeah,
man, back in the day.
just survive being a CCA for a year. And if you can do that, I have a lot of respect for you.
Yeah, no, and then you deserve everything and anything that the post office can hand over to you. So Griffin, do you have like a anything?
No, I'm gonna chime back in a little later when I have something fun
Okay,
to say.
whatever. Okay,
I'm here listening.
what? Never
I think
mind. I was
it
just gonna
was
like
16
I was
last
gonna
time I
give
looked
you
at
this, but whatever. I'll
it.
say it. What is this? What is your station? Griffin literally asked me like about this. Like, what is it like working at these stations that you talk about all the
That is literally not what I asked, but we'll go
time?
from
But
there.
is it
No,
like a
what did
family
you literally
environment?
ask, though? I
Is
love
it is
plural uses of the word literal. So, Griffin, please tell me, what
Yes.
did
Is
you
it a
literally
family environment? Maybe is it like a fraternity or like sorority type feeling? Maybe does everyone just keep to themselves and no one talks to each other? Like what kind of vibes is it at your station?
So my station is a pretty, it's a smaller station when you consider stations as a whole. Just in general, from in the United States, we'd be considered, I think we were the lowest tier for supervisors to apply to, and now we're just like one up from that. And for supervisors, as you know, Jeff, the lower tiers are smaller and the bigger tiers are the larger stations.
Yeah, I get where you're going with it. Yeah, there's
Yeah.
different levels to supervisors, and it all depends on how many routes are in a station, and if you
Yeah,
have a
exactly.
station that has more routes, you get paid more as a manager or a supervisor. Yeah.
Yeah. And so let's just say that anytime anyone calls out, everyone else in the station knows about it. That's how small
Yeah.
our station is.
But
So
like the interaction between you and like the other carriers, do you guys like go like at the end of the day, do you guys all go out to a bar and like and hang out with Cliff and drink? Is there like a Like I said, is it like a brotherhood or sisterhood type thing, or is it like just like at the one that I worked at that you worked at, I feel like that's more of like a family. Like there's that one carrier and she's like a little bit of like an older lady, and that's like the mom of the group, and she's always like concerned about like
oh yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about when you say that too.
Yeah, like exactly. That's my
Exactly.
point. She's always concerned about how well you're eating, and she's always concerned about
That you're
about like,
eating?
yeah, if you're getting enough calcium for the day, she's and then but then there's another guy where he's always like in trouble, and he's kind of like the black sheep of like the station. is it like got that kind of vibe, or was it like to me, like the when I was in Reno, it was totally like it was like a fraternity, or it was like a sorority where like it was just a bunch of like us and we would all hang out and then we all clock out and just go across the street to the watering hole. So that's what I'm just.
I would say it's a lot like my station is a lot like high school or an episode of like Gossip Girl or Sex and the City. It's like very, very cliquey. Everyone has their like own group that judges the other person's group. And then there are people like me and there's a couple other guys who are like a part of every group, quotation marks, but like only hang out with certain groups because that's what we're invited to hang out with. So yeah. I could only explain it as in like just high school. It reminds me a lot of high school, how clicky and back then.
That's a very good simile is to high school. I hadn't even thought about that, but I have been in situations and stations that are like that, where like you said, there's like just the bunch of different cliques, and then you know they're kind of like sectioned off, and then like you kind of like it's not like that. It's like turf wars, but it's
yeah, very, like, exactly. And then like you, I'm assuming you feel this way too. Like me as a person who just wants to be friends with anyone who will be friends with me. It's like people, like the other cliques, like view that as disingenuous, and then they get to know you and they realize it's okay. But like for that first, you know, 6 months you're there, everyone's trying to figure out like which group you're going to be a part of. And it's like, it's kind of a very odd situation, but it reminds me of being in high school. Like, exactly.
Yeah. No, I have seen that. And I think that's like, I try to like steer away from that, or at least try to be a part of like a bridge between at least two of the factions, where it's like, yeah, like I like, you know, to be in like the artsy theater group, but then at the same time I'm a jock, you know, but whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Which is
you know what gets people to come together? Donuts. And I want to know, what kind of donuts did you buy when you get converted? Or did you even buy donuts when you got converted? Because that's apparently a big deal with all the cliques here that you guys talk about. Donuts.
Bacon maple bars, Griffin. Duh.
Oh. Ooh. Oh, so we have a specific type. So you did get donuts for the whole entire station when you got converted.
Yeah, it was mostly bacon maple bars because I know that's it's like a hard donut to pass up on. But then I bought a lot of, I'm a fan of the jelly filled Danish myself. So I got some of those for me and then some ring sprinkles for the sprinkle people.
You guys go crispy. But
it was mostly bacon maple. So.
See, but me and Shane had never had a conversation. I mean, we are pretty good friends, but we have never had a conversation about this. But then Griffin asked him a question about it, and he literally did the same exact thing that I did, where it's like, it's the most universal law across the whole entire post office, which is insane to me.
Yeah, like, it's pretty crazy. And I actually made them wait for it. Like I converted, had my conversion date. Normally you do it on Friday is our Saturday, or Friday, I guess is what you'll say. Saturday is our Monday. But normally you do it on Friday, and I waited until I knew I was going to leave my station. So I waited until the Friday before I left, and I bought them donuts on that day. So.
Yeah, and it's like no station can even like agree on like what we call a parking loop. Like some people call it a relay, some people call it a loop, some people call it a swing. But the one thing that every single station from here to Boca Raton, we all buy each other donuts when we get converted. That's the only thing that we all know, right?
Well, you don't want the guys with seniority always taking the best parts when their name is on the same route being Mando, right? So you want to make sure that, you know, you get the second worst instead of the worst because everyone hates you.
It's all about earning favor and getting up that ladder.
And bribery.
Yes, bribery.
Yeah, well, some would call it bribery, but, you know, in the union world, we call it experience.
Union. From earlier conversations and like other references, and I actually probably you more than any other person I reference on this show. So no hijacking, but you know, good job at being an accomplice. You do a walking route. What is that like? I've never had a walking route. I've done mounted. I've done park and loops. I've done a route where it's all CBUs and apartments. I've never done a walking route. What's that like?
For me personally, it's one of the main reasons why I got into the post office in the first place, is I knew that these routes existed where you just literally walked all day, didn't have to drive, don't have to worry about larger packages. And for me, it's the most perfect expression of what I would like to do at work, which is walk around outside and hang out with people who like you. So
just walk like a mailman. That's all you want to do.
Name the show.
Walk like a mailman. And no, I mean, so I don't have to worry about express. I don't have to carry anything larger than 2 pounds if I don't want to, although I respect the person who is my cab driver. So I'll carry things, you know, that I quote unquote shouldn't based on the contract, but I'll carry it anyway just because I don't want to overburden him.
Okay, so that's where I was. Can I circle in here? Because we were talking about this on last week's episode, and Jeff was like talking about how if somebody left a big package at the door and then they got mad when he came back to take it later. So you don't have to like deal with any large packages when you're on your little loops there. If somebody has like a big box, a big return or something, you know, leave it there.
Just to, I'm talking about like the previous thing that he's referencing is outgoing mail and package pickups, right? So this will be like a two-parter, right? Because I think I know where we're going, and that's where I was about to chime in as well. So you and talk about that where you don't have to deliver packages because you don't have a vehicle to load all these packages in, right? So you actually have a system, and tell us about what that system is like, where someone takes all of your stuff, crams it into relay boxes, and then that's how you have to deliver is out of these relay boxes. And because of that, they don't, you know, the package situation is different. And then also the part B to that is the second parter is, what do you do if there is like a large package pickup, or do you even have to deal with any of those?
Okay, yeah. So I guess for the listening public, as a walking route, if you've ever seen those green relay boxes in your neighborhood, most people try to get them removed in the richer neighborhoods. But other people, I've seen people try to stick outgoing letters in them, which don't do that. If it's not a blue box, don't put a letter in it. If you can't get a letter in it, don't put it in there. It's not for you. But so I organize all my mail at the beginning of the day, and instead of load it into my truck, I put it into mail tubs, and then those tubs get delivered by my cash driver to different points around my route. So instead of having to park and loop, the park and loops are already there, out there on my route in the form of the green relay boxes like you're talking about. And then on top of that, I'm not supposed to deal with anything that requires a signature, because that would require me carrying it around all day. And that's what my cash driver, the guy delivering the mail to those relay boxes, is for. And then as far as larger pickup packages, I personally, so technically I'm supposed to call my cash driver, tell him there's something at the address, whatever it is, for him to pick up. He's supposed to then go pick it up. Me personally, I grab it, put it in one of the relay boxes, and then tell my cash driver, hey, I'll call him, be like, do you have time to pick this up today? And if he doesn't, then I move it to my last relay box, and then I'll just carry it back to the station in my case.
And that was kind of to borrow off of earlier of the thing I was talking about, outgoing mail, is you kind of just get crafty with it, where it's all like place and time and like situational like maneuvering, where it's like when you're in a specific spot and you try to like you have this package and you got to pick it up, but you know, and the difference in what I was trying to we were talking about earlier is that you have a cash driver, which you know, he basically like is like the second half of you, because the system of being a mailman pretty much requires driving to the for the most part. So like, you know, you're doing half of the job where you're walking these loops, but the other half where if there's any oversized packages or these relay boxes that need to be loaded up, that is all kind of taken over, and like, you know, the second half is of this cash driver that does all of those tasks for you, and kind of like in, you know, in this like dance that you do with your cash driver, where he fills your boxes, takes your packages, does all that, and he does that for a couple of different routes, correct?
Yeah, so he does that. So at our station, he does that for three different routes. And as a walking route person, like you wanna, your cash driver is your lifeline, right? So you wanna hook that guy up. You wanna make
Yeah.
his job as easy as possible. Never ask him to do anything that he's not supposed to do. And if you ask him for a favor, you better be on top of whatever you're doing the rest of the week, because if you and your cash driver don't have a great relationship, then like you're gonna have a hard time delivering your mail on a day-to-day basis if the guy who's delivering it for you to deliver it doesn't care about you and
Yeah.
isn't,
No, if you don't have a good relationship with someone that you have to rely on constantly, it's obviously it could be disastrous. So, but this interview actually is running a little bit longer, and we had a little bit of a technical issue. So, we're actually getting a little close up to it right now. So, what we're going to do is we're actually going to head to a break, come back to the rest of the interview that we have here on Walk Like a Mailman with Shane from Seattle. And Shane will continue to try and fill my shoes and see what it's like to be a host of a wonderful mailman themed podcast. So stay tuned and welcome and come back to Walk Like a Mailman.
Stick around.
Well, this is our rejoin that Griffin asked me to do. Welcome to Walk Like a Mailman. Griffin, you have a question. Are you happy with my rejoin and question?
Okay, so circling back to what we were talking about, the
This is
relationship
with
between
Shane. This is with Shane from Seattle, Washington, by the way.
Hello.
Anyway, yeah, okay. You're
Okay,
there. Okay, good.
circling back to what we were talking about prior to the break, sounds like you and the relationship between you and your driver is very similar to the relationship between a quarterback and their offensive line. What I
Oh yeah,
want
we're gonna
to know
talk
is,
football. Okay.
what I want to know is, like, what gifts are you going to be buying your driver this year to make sure that, like, they are there to cover your butt?
Well, Griffin, it is unethical to bribe people to work harder for you in the United States
It's
Postal
not bribery. It's
Service.
simply
There is
a
a whole
reward
entire
for.
day dedicated to ethics, good sir.
It's a reward
There
for good
is
service. Tom Brady
a
buying watches for his linemen.
there is
That
a
being said, I buy my gas driver a Christmas gift every single year during Christmas time. Something that a lot of people don't know is that a lot of people do tip their mailman every Christmas. Normally it's like a $10 coffee card or something pretty non-nominal, but over the course of 1,000 different delivery addresses, if you do apartments like I do, or 300 or so if you do park and loop like most of the post office, you know, those $10 coffee cards add up. So I always throw my cash driver some love during Christmas time.
Is it in similar but not equal to the relationship of like a T6? So you have a T6 as well. Am I not mistaken, or am I off base on this?
What's a
Yes.
T6?
Yeah,
You're not.
I know. Let's just, I was getting to that. So Shane, answer, and then I will expand.
Okay, so first off, Griffin, in answer to your question, like Tom Brady, yes, I buy my offensive linemen a watch every year. But in answer to your question, Jeff, I do have a T6, and then I'll let you explain what that is.
Okay, a T6 is because we all have the days off that rotate. So we have Sunday off. That's like our stationary day off that most carriers have. But the day off that we rotate, as far as like this week, it's going to be Friday for me, right? So when
oh,
I'm
nice.
off.
Friday, Saturday, 3-day weekend. Let's
yeah,
go.
I know. But when you're on the list, it means nothing. But anyway, so I have Friday off. So since I have Friday off, who's going to do my route when I'm gone on Friday? So there's a they open up like a new type position to cover this rotation. So like me and like a string of like four other, is it three or four? Anyway, a couple other employees. We all have different rotations. Like we all have the different day off. So then that way, but a T6 will go from route to route and cover each route that that person has the day off. So they don't have their own route. They have their own string is what it's called. And what they do is every single day they cover like a route that that guy has off for that day or that person has off for that day. So, and it is a thankless job to be a T6 because you don't have your own route, but you do get paid more and you are not blamed if anything goes down. If anything bad happens or goes down on your route, the T6 usually never gets any blame for it. So,
really?
Sounds like the best job, actually.
Not at my station, man. Anything happens on your route while you're gone, that's the first person who gets blamed.
Yeah, I mean, if, yeah. Well, I'm not going to go with your philosophy on that. Yes, it's one of those things. But at the same time, you know, when it comes to like the hierarchy of blame of like whatever, even if it is the T6's fault, guess who's going to have to fix it? They're not going to go to the T6 and be like, fix it.
Yeah, the regular on the route, yeah.
Yeah, the regular is usually like deals with a little bit more responsibility. But the thing about a T6 is you have to remember and I don't say memorize, but you have to keep up with like what's going on with like five different routes. And it's a little bit more. And then if like one of those carriers is on the list and he doesn't take his day off and you get bumped and you got to move to like, so you come in and you think you're taking route three, but it turns out you're taking route five today. You're kind of back to this situation where you don't know where you're going to be every single day. So it's just a little bit of more of like, to me, like a little bit more of like a mental hardship being a T6. But I was going to get to that in like scheduling and like a future show of like, you know, what a T6 is, but a T6 is basically your guy that covers your route when you're not there. And like, you know, five people in the station will have one T6, and it's kind of like it's like a little click, like to swing back to Shane's reference of a high school. But anyway, so
your T6 is like the lesser version of your cash driver if you're a walking route person.
When it comes to like peak season or like the holiday seasons, and it's not like law, and it's also not, you know, to a certain level, not you're not supposed to do it. It's not acceptable as far as policy in the post office. But, you know, putting that aside, so Shane, you take care of two people when it comes to peak season. You take care of your cash driver and your T6.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool though. I like the sound of walking routes the more I hear about them, but at the same time, it's just something I've never done before.
Yeah, to bring it back to a previous episode when you talked about time commitment too, a lot of times we're, as walking routes, stuck in with park and loop and, you know, mounted routes as well. And managers, it seems like, supervisors. I don't know this for a fact or anything, but it seems like supervisors are trained mostly for park and loop and mounted. And us as walking routes, we have an extra half hour to 45 minutes of office time because our spurs are caseable mail, and we get like 100 of them a day, as opposed to, you know, any park and loop route, you're looking at like 50 or 60 plus 20 to 30 parcels, which are the bigger ones, but our cash driver does bigger ones. But for our route, you know, the cash driver's looking at 30 parcels and we're looking at 100 plus spurs. And so it always irritates supervisors when they're doing the time commitment, when they come around to us walking routes and we're like, they're like, when are you going to leave? And we're like, 9:15. And they're like, well, you should be out in half an hour. And it's like, yeah, that's great. Maybe if I was driving a car, I'd be out in half an hour. But, you know, I do extra stuff. And then, of course, you know, they don't believe you. But you and just me, apologize and say you'll try your best.
So. Yeah, you and me, we were like off air. We were like talking about it like in a previous time. And I want to move on here because this literally could be the whole show here. But in like bigger cities, like New York City is always like the reference. There's like a lot of walking routes that involve like taking the subway. And I was actually listening to a show or watching a show. I can't seem to exactly recall where I heard or saw this from. But a guy was talking about how his walking route involves taking a bus to his relay boxes, and one day the bus was like late 45 minutes. So just imagine getting overtime because you're sitting there waiting for a bus to pick you up, to take you to your, you know, to your relay box. That's insane.
Oh, absolutely. And really quickly, my favorite route in the station is in Laurelhurst, which is about like a 30-minute bus ride away, and that used to be a walking route, but it's not anymore.
So getting back to like the plan at hand here, usually every carrier has like a crazy story, so we'll intro into the crazy story segment. So Griffin, what's your crazy story? Shane, what is your crazy story?
What is your crazy story? Let's go.
I haven't asked Griffin yet. That'll be our very 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 last show. Before we turn out the lights, we're going to ask Griffin what his crazy story is. So, Shane, what's your crazy story as a carrier? Or do you have a crazy story?
I have a couple different ones, but sticking with the dog theme that everyone seems to be sticking with, I'm not going to break from the norm. And I'll tell my dog story. So I was doing Route 65, and... for our listeners and for other mailmen, don't ever do this, but I don't carry dog spray just because I've never had an issue with a dog that I haven't been able to solve without it. So me personally, I've never had to use it. I've come in situations where other people have used it, but I've gotten my way out of it by not using it. Always carry dog spray is what I'm trying to say. I just don't do it personally. On Route 65, I cut through a yard I was not supposed to cut through. And I didn't know that because the route notes didn't get put. I was carrying extra, mandated to do extra. And I go to cut through the yard. There are a bunch of plants that are on the fringe of legality in the back corner of the yard, and the door is open, and I think nothing of it, and I go to go out the back because the rest of the deliveries for that swing or relay are in the alleyway. So you either have to cut through this house or you have to cut through the next house. And I just had forgotten which house to cut through, so I cut through the one prior, which was the wrong house to cut through. And as I am walking to the back door, I turn around, see that the back door to the house is open, and a you know, stereotypical version of a German Shepherd comes running, barking at me like it wants to rip my face off. And being a carrier who didn't have my dog prey on me at that point in time, I did the thing that most people comfortable with aggressive dogs do, which is you fight the urge to run, you turn, you stand your ground, you look directly at it, and you just know that it's going to stop before it gets to you, even though it really just doesn't seem that way. And so as it comes running at me, I turn, I stop, I put my mailbag in the way, and like the Red Witch in Marvel says to the Hulk, I say, the sun is getting real low, big guy. And he comes up to me, doesn't even bite the mailbag, just full stop, skids to a stop, still barking, still baring his teeth, and just stops right in front of me. And that is the most scared and the most adrenaline I've ever had going on in my body at any one point in time in my life. And I just slowly back out, and it stays there barking at me. And the whole entire time, I say, sun's getting real low, this guy.
So you mind after this dog. Okay, that's good.
Yeah. But I'm just trying to take the Hulk back into Bruce Banner, is essentially what I'm doing.
You're trying to change Lou Ferrigno back to Bill Bixby. So
exactly, and it worked.
Griffin, do you have anything else?
I heard from somebody that you were at the Seattle Mariners baseball game today. Yeah, is that correct?
Yes.
I saw on my Facebook feed that there was a video at this said game. And apparently, they were dropping hot dogs out of the sky. Is that something that actually happened today? Or was I fooled by the internet again?
I could have been going to the bathroom during the hot dogs in the sky, or getting a beer, or walking around the ballpark. I do not remember hot dogs in the sky.
Just a figment of...
That one did not go well.
there's a difference between like reality and wish casting, and that's wish casting. I just everywhere I go, I just wish that hot dogs were falling from the sky. So I mean, I already griped last week that they took out the barbecue. It was always like a barbecue on the food drive day, and at your station, did they do a barbecue?
Oh, hell yeah, they did the barbecue. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Yes, they did the barbecue.
Yeah, and it wasn't like a potluck where everyone has to bring everything. It was the station, like, put up the guap and paid for everything, and it was given to you by the post office, right?
Oh, they did do hot dogs out of the sky. I just missed it.
Okay.
Yay, yeah. I wasn't making something up.
We're going forward. So it wasn't a potluck, it was an actual barbecue at your station. So now I'm extra a little salty about
it. Yeah, it was a barbecue, but they didn't have ketchup or mustard.
That's weird.
Just eat a plate, but they did have cheese for the hamburger. Oh. So that's important. We didn't have so Barbara, shout out to you. You're the best. Never change. But she wasn't there to organize it this year. So a different person organized it, so it wasn't as organized as Barbara always does.
This is why every time you go through a drive-thru, ask for ketchup packets and then shove them into your glove box, because when you're at work and you got a barbecue and there's no ketchup, look who's going to look like a crazy, stupid genius.
Ask for mustard. Ketchup shouldn't be anywhere near your meat. Okay. Ask any chef.
Well, I mean, if there was neither, then you really don't have a
better driving with cats if I stand behind it. So.
Yeah. I've already said this in the past, just put it near my face and you'll lose a finger. So it didn't matter. Like, you could condiments, who needs condiments? Anyway,
yeah.
Getting back to the topic at hand. I'm going to do my little flavor question. Is that okay with you?
It's okay with me.
You guys were talking about condiments. I mean, it's a perfect time for a flavor
yeah.
question.
Yeah. And you said you were going to, or there was rumors that you were going to hijack and you were going to do a male person of the show and that I wasn't doing my job good enough.
I still stand behind. I need to do a male person of the show because I have a really great one that I don't know if anyone's going to, volunteer vis-a-vis the world.
Do you want to give it to us now, or do you want to come back up on the show and then we will actually do like a little like duet of the male person of the show?
Back up on the show duet. That sounds great.
Okay, just as long as you take alto.
Anyway, yes, absolutely. I will.
I don't even know what that means. Anyway,
generally women. I was in chorus in high school. So.
Oh, okay. Were you were in that clique? Anyway,
yeah. I was in the weirdos clique in high school and for my whole entire life. So.
All of these things are starting to make sense now.
Yes. Thank you for paying for my lunch. Anyway, once again, talking off air, you have a relative that is an actual starting player in the MLB, in Major League Baseball, right?
Mm-hmm. Oakland Athletics. Let's go, Oakland. Sorry you're losing your team.
Hey, we don't need specifics for this. I'm not trying to, like, anyway, you can, whatever. So, do you play fantasy baseball, correct?
Correct.
So how does this person that plays in the majors feel about you thinking that they're not good enough to draft?
Well, he won't even respond to my text, / maybe he's even blocked
by it. So this is even deeper.
I've never actually talked to him before. My parents gave me his number, and I just try to, every single time he comes to Seattle, if I were a professional athlete and I had a relative in the city in which I was playing, I would like them to at least be like, hey, I know you're playing in the city, blah, 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 good luck. And so that's what I do every time. He never responds to me, but
never do that to you, Shane. So,
yeah, I don't expect him to. I can't even imagine like how busy your life must be as a professional athlete in America and all the, things you have coming at you from so many different angles and whatnot. I just feel lucky to be related to the guy, and that's good enough for me. So.
So now we know exactly why you didn't draft him. Answer my calls next time, maybe.
Well, I mean, if he's ever better than JT Realmuto and Will Smith, who are arguably two of the best catchers in the league, then I'll draft him. So.
He might be right
that,
now.
I don't want to reveal too much, but yeah, that's so funny. Hey man, maybe steal a baser once in a while, and then I'll draft you. Anyway, yeah, that's so brutal.
I just watched him go first to home yesterday, and the guy doesn't want to steal bases. Like, come on, bro.
You're just like calling him, just unanswered, unrequited, like texts, like one after the other, just like different kinds of like advice. Like, oh man, pick your elbows up more when you swing. Like, you gotta follow through, man.
I never give him advice. The only thing I ever text him is like, hey, good luck. Like, for instance, I'll give you like what I texted him this weekend. I was like, hey, good luck in the Seattle series, coming to watch you on Sunday, just like generic stuff like that. Like, honestly, I think he probably blocked my number a long time ago. He's like, who is this random person?
Wasn't that like...
You did introduce yourself, right? And say you are technically related? Like...
Oh, yeah. No. The first one, I introduced myself and everything. But, like, I don't even know. I don't even expect him to... I'm probably not even on his radar.
After the game that he played recently... Did you see, or do you think that they interviewed him after the game to see how it went?
I don't know if they did or not, but probably. I mean, he's like him and Blade is playing pretty well, and so is Toro. I mean,
Yeah, well.
It's slim pickings on the interviews on that team. So,
well,
other
you
than
know who
Nathan
did?
Miller showing up, I love that. I love the fact that Nathan Miller, Griffin showed me the interview that I forget what other podcast interviewed him, but I love how quickly he tried to once he said like, oh yeah, they told me that the lights might not come back on, and then he had to like walk it back really quick.
Okay,
oh,
for some context. Okay, I sent Shane an image of one of these questions I got asked, and they were wondering why Mason Miller isn't getting some fancy, introduction. Like closers generally get introductions, like Edwin Diaz has got Timmy Trumpet, and Mariano Rivera always had Enter Sandman. So they were asking him about that, and he was like, "Oh, the lights might not come on at the Coliseum."
And he's like, oh, then he's like, oh, I really stepped in it that time. I got to walk it back. Yeah, I don't want to get
well,
in
no.
trouble.
Oh, like, literally his next thing is like, oh, well, they'll probably come back on. That's just what the PR department just told me to be funny. And I'm just like, oh, man, you really think the lights might not come back on if they turn them off?
Well, you know who did get interviewed was you. So you can go ahead and do like shots fired across the bow. And be like, oh well, I got interviewed today by Walk Like a Mailman, so put that in your. I don't even know why I'm like trying to create this.
No, we should be trying to get Shane's cousin to be on the show.
Yeah, like Walk
yeah.
Like a.
If you have a response to me, I'll suggest it. But
yes, tell him that you got interviewed and you're on a show and you're on a podcast as well. And their numbers are doing great. So, but no, just it's just one of those things where all the luck to you and your fantasy team. You are actually a champion in our league, so
we're all champions, man.
Yeah, you're a current champion.
A champion circle right here. Although I'm last time I checked again, Griffin, I think it's 6-13. So I feel like I dropped this week to you.
Yeah, well,
Jeff's championship though was the COVID year. So
yeah, just like the Dodgers and the Lakers.
I don't know. The Lakers played a full season, man. That's not really a COVID year.
Yeah, but they all won in the bubble, and I won my championship in the bubble. So.
Well, it makes sense that you lost to me in the championship now because you never played a full season to win. So and you dropped that last week like pretty
I'm
hard.
Talking about shots fired. I'm quitting the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, we both would have beaten you that time, Jeff.
Mike okay. Clevenger forever. Let's go. Yeah. White Sox.
Whatever. You know what? You deserve it. You're an outstanding fella, and that's I'll respond to your texts, I swear, till the end of time. But yeah, thank you for having us on your show, your soon to be show.
You're manifesting the takeover, Jeff.
That was a Freudian slip if I've ever heard one. Anyway, thank you for coming on our show, me and Griffin's show. Remember that.
Yeah.
And once again, and my birthday is coming up. So your presence and those ribs that you make are requested at my birthday at my condo pronto.
Okay.
So
you just tell me the time and place to show up, preferably on a Sunday, because I always have those off.
Yeah. And I'll call your T6 and your cousin, and then I will.
Well, I won't give you my cousin's number.
Oh,
you
well.
You can call my T6. But
that'd be funny if you, like, found out that, like, he replies to everybody. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, I talked to him the other day. Anyway, my bad. I didn't mean to make it like that.
I would just laugh. I'd be like, oh, it's just me. That's great.
Yeah. Like, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't have told him to drop the shoulders a little bit. Anyway. thank you for coming on, and once again we will have you back on. We will definitely have you back on, and we'll do a little like mini sag here and there, and you'll definitely be and continue to be a friend of the show, and we appreciate it. Shane from Seattle, Washington, and stay tuned for the wrap up of Walk Like a Mailman.
And you're gonna have me back on to do my mailman of the week, yeah?
Yeah,
Oh
I
yeah.
just that's what I
Okay.
was alluding to. Like,
Yes.
you gotta let it breathe
Yeah, you
after
gotta
on
read
duty.
people's minds around here,
Can't.
Shane, because that's
I'm not a fine wine. I'm a white wine. You need to be drank. So.
Okay. I will do it again. Okay, everyone ready? We're done. Okay. Yes, stay tuned and come back for the wrap up on what's left of Walk Like a Mailman.
Stay tuned, guys.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to Walk Like a Mailman. That was our interview with our close friend of the show, Shane. So, Griffin, how did you think the interview with Shane went?
I think it went really well.
Yeah, it was definitely, I think you could tell that we had a lot of prior interactions with him before the interview.
Even though, like, the three of us had never been and still have never been in the same room together
Yeah, in person,
in
but we've
person.
definitely had like a lot of like back and forths between the three of us. But yes, thank you once again to Shane for coming on the show. And I want to get into another edition of Griffin's favorite segment, which is addressing things on prior episodes or segments here. So Shane reached out to me, and like as soon as the interview was over, and he said that he noticed that he referenced like it was like the reference to the Hulk in the Avengers.
We don't need to do this. Let's just let it slip by and move on.
Well,
But
it
we
was
have to do this.
Shane. It's not me,
I know.
Griff.
I saw the
It's not
text
me.
too. We don't
It's not
need
me.
to just go through the mistakes.
Yes. Mistakenly, he
Lazy
said it was
River.
the
Let's just go where the lazy river takes you.
mistakenly, he said it was the Red Witch. In fact, the character that calms the Hulk down is the Black Widow. He wanted to cut it off at the pass, as far as to like prevent all of the hate mail from the comic book fans out
Let us
there.
get the hate mail. We need the hate mail.
Yes.
Fuel the show
Yes.
with our hate mail.
But to be clear, like both of the characters have red. I mean, the Black Widow has red hair and the Scarlet Witch wears a red costume.
Don't you kind of
So,
have reddish hair too?
was that?
I mean, not like reddish hair, but like kind of
Yeah.
red
Exactly. There's
hair.
a lot of red going on, so I could see how he would fumble that one. But we should have him back on the show just so that he can issue a retraction, like an
Should have him
in-person
back on the show
retraction.
and in a Scarlet Witch costume.
Yeah, he has to wear the tights and the little crown and everything. So, this goes to show you people think they can, come in and just take over. Little do they know that as soon as, that little red light starts flashing, it's not as easy as you think. I mean, everyone thinks they can do your job better than you, right? But to be honest, Shane, he's a good friend, a good friend of the show, and he's like to boil it down, he's probably even 10 times better of a carrier, a mail carrier than I am. So I'm just honored to be a friend of his and to have him on the show and have him be a part of the postal community. So moving along here, segue placed right here. That's segue, stop, segue. This is the underdog. And
Oh,
I wanted to also, this is like my little mini thing here. I had a dog escape from a backyard on Monday, and he went to attack me as I was delivering to like the front door. So he came out of the side yard, like, or the backyard to like the side and came around and attacked me on Monday. And so usually a dog will stay on the property after like they have like their little like standoff with you. But usually they'll be on like they'll stay on the territory, and then you kind of like stay alert. But you go to the next house and then you start delivering, but you kind of like check your shoulder and make sure that, the dog is like still. But this dog continued, for lack of better words, no pun intended, he was hounding me. And continue to harass me as I went along. Like, he just followed me to like the neighbor's house, and like it was like, no, I don't want you on my neighbor's house. I don't want you on this street. I don't even want you to like, I don't want you even to be on this block. You know, and he was just, he kept on following me along, like as I was going and trying to finish my parking loop. So sometimes like the mail and like, you know, like the packages that people will have. And I mean, the point of the story is sometimes people will come up to the station and they'll be like, why was my mail being held? You know, dog out. I don't even have a dog. But this is exactly why. Like, I couldn't deliver the rest of the parking loop because of like your neighbor's dog that was like following me around. Like, he was like, you know, Freddy Krueger. Like, it was something else. This dog had like a vendetta against mail carriers. So, but anyway, the underdog. Griffin.
Yeah.
You are 7-9. You're still on the slide.
Yeah, I am. Every single pick I make, it just goes wrong right now. I lost last week on a walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Yeah, and the Denver Nuggets did exactly what I thought they would. So, but
what's your standings? I'm 7-9. You're ahead of me.
8-8. This is the very first week that I've actually led this game since we created it. Me with my 500
record.
That
means I'm 2-9. Ugh. Okay.
Yeah.
Which losing team am I going to get to pick this week?
Well, it is your pick first.
Oh, great. This is like the one time I don't want to pick first, actually, because I have no idea what I want to pick yet. Okay. I will take the Tampa Bay Rays tomorrow over the Toronto Blue Jays for no reason other than just baseball.
Me too. I was going to pick that. You stole it from me. So if anything, that the solace you would have, you stole my pick. So I'm going to pivot to the Milwaukee Brewers. I forgot to write down who they're playing, but
Astros.
Yes, I will pick Verlander the Brewers over the tomorrow. Astros. Yes, Verlander. He's going to lose tomorrow. But I like the Milwaukee Brewers, and I have family out in Milwaukee, so shout out to them. So I'm making this pick for them. So I am picking the Milwaukee Brewers over the Astros. So, yeah, I hope you liked the interview and the show this week. It's a little crazy, a little slapdash, but this is how we do things at Walk Like a Mailman. And, just putting a little note out there to Shane's relative, the baseball player, you know, quit big timing Shane and like just shoot him a text. But that's all it takes. Like that, you know, just, you know, do the right thing. And
come on the show.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll be more than happy for you to make up for it and come on the show. And then that way you can, you know, give Shane a shout out on the show. But at the very least, just...
I mean, you play for the Oakland A's. You can't be that, you know, big time.
Okay, Griffin, we don't... don't compliment Sandwich this. Yes, but just quit big timing Shane and shoot him a text. For us on Walk Like a Mailman, that is our request. Thanks for joining us, and we will see you next week.
On Walk Like a Mailman.
Walk Like a Mailman.
See you guys.
Walk Like a Mailman. Walk. Walk Like a Mailman. Walk. 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 Walk like a mailman. Walk like a mailman.